right in the heart of Africa. Sorry, not the heart, like quite at the edge of it, is Nigeria. One special country, one big nation, different languages, different people, different characters, all come together to form a nation. It's kind of very strange, because you might expect that the connection won't be there, because these languages are different, I'm gonna tell you. So welcome to my first podcast as Uno, and I will be talking about a beloved country called Nigeria. Strangely and almost very accurately, Nigeria can be said to be one of the most dangerous countries in the world. Why? You look at the insecurity issues and thereabout. No one really. Another thing that is special about Nigeria, which when we remove all this dangerousness, Nigeria is found to be not a peaceful country, but a very vibrant country, very vibrant. It's alive, it's hyped. It's a huge country where someone makes a noise, others connect. I mean, it's just a noise, they say nothing. Others connect and find something to do out of it, find a passion to bring out of it, and so Nigeria is one very special country, and it's very peaceful as a whole. I'm very sure for most of you all over the world, I mean, I don't have any fans yet, but I'm hoping to get some as I continue this podcast till the world about a very vibrant country, Nigeria. Yeah, we do have fun every day. Unlike other schools abroad, we have the primary school and the secondary school, not like high school. It's definitely a secondary school. We go in uniforms, very strict. You get punished for coming late, not detention or not. The stuff we see on movies, you get punished, like real punished. Well, I only got punished for coming late, even though I was always late, but you don't know how to sneak around, escape from the punishment. But at the point, you get used to the strokes of cane. Maybe after getting to SS3, that's what they call the senior secondary. We have the JS1 to SS3, the junior secondary, all the way to the senior secondary. A vibrant secondary school life we have there. You get used to the strokes. Everybody wants to see the person who would cry to the strokes of cane. Nobody wants to cry to the strokes of cane, but the girls end up crying. Sure, we see that every day, and I had quite fun when I was in secondary school. I mean, I just recently graduated, so I think most of it is still in my head. I'm just trying to remember. So I'm going to talk about secondary school life in Nigeria, basically. The junior secondary was kind of fun. You enter the school, you know nobody. I mean, some people are coming from the same primary school, so they know themselves, they connect together. But really, you came to the school to meet new people. Young around, you're lost. Then suddenly, some guys just come along, you want to play ball, you want to engage in sports. And our sport is not really like organized. We organize it for ourselves. I mean, later on the school decided to organize a sports and competition, but wasn't really as glamorous as when we organize it personally, because we get to pick even the students that are not that good at it but just want to get involved. You get so well. I was involved in my junior stages in them sporting activities, but as you get to SS1, SS2, SS3, you would like to control it. But when you get to SS3, you are like totally in control of the school, because it's SS3, you are the top of the school. And the teachers normally say there is this kind of spirit that enters the SS3 students, which was just a joke because SS3 students were generally stubborn. Except for me again. Come on. I'm just an exception to all this secondary school life, except I had a secondary school life. So I'm not gonna talk about my life. I'm gonna talk about the general, let's see, of a Nigerian secondary school. In a Nigerian secondary school, you have the cliques, you have the popular girls, you have the unpopular girls, you have the popular boys, you have the infamous boys, and you have the non-popular boys. Then you have another set. Maybe from each clique, from each popularity, you would have the brilliant ones and the not so brilliant ones, which is based on academics, because the not so brilliant ones are better at a lot of other things, art, science. And what most people don't understand is education as a whole is not, you know, examination is not the true test of knowledge. You can explain it this way: you're given the questions to exam a day before, then you see the question the next day, then you do well in it and say, oh, it's brilliant, you got 100, but you just answer the questions because you've seen them before. So it doesn't really test how much you know. You see guys brilliant with pianos, with guitars, with artworks, and are struggling to get up their grades, and everyone's like, this guy is not brilliant. Or he is, actually. So that's the way school works. Education basically was made for different people to connect, to bring out their gift, their talent, and put it together and put it to good use. But in Nigeria, it's a little bit confused. You expect a guy to come out in A's in order to be said to be brilliant, which is a little bit unfair from my perspective, because there are loads of brilliant people out there. I mean, everyone is a genius from birth. Everyone has the ability, I guess, to collect everything that he receives. A baby is naturally curious, wants to learn everything around him. Now, it's whatever he learns that it grows into, whatever he learns as a baby, because technically the brain is empty. He isn't coming with anything other than his traits, other than what he has learned from his father, like the brown eyes, the different characteristics that he has learned from his parents. You know that? So whatever he learns more is what the baby basically grows up into. So you then look at everyone is a genius, then everyone, some people lose the understanding of what a genius means and decide to truncate their life in one way or the other, get involved in things they're not supposed to be involved in at very young ages, and they reduce the efficiency of their brain, and so that it disrupts a lot of things. But even after all this, there are still loads of brilliant people out there. People who know how to work things with their hand, work things with their leg, and some of them really don't need school. But school, in the first place, was made for people to connect. An examination is not a true test of knowledge. Examination is a true test of perseverance, meaning in a very short period of time you would be taught a lot of things, and in a very short period of time you would be asked to produce a lot of things. They won't be the same things. You might be taught different things and asked to produce different things. So it's not really testing the knowledge of how much you can produce, but really it's testing the knowledge of how much you can produce under this particular time. It's not like testing your knowledge, it's testing perseverance, it's testing endurance, it's testing how cool you can be under this very intense condition. You got 2 hours to solve 60 math problems, 100 math problems. How cool can you be? So many people basically misunderstand the essence of examination and the essence of school. School for gifted people, school for school of sports are out there. More instead, we focus more on academic sciences, which is not is basically not how it is supposed to be. So let's continue. In Nigeria, yeah, many people really misunderstand school, and that's basically my point from that. We have loads of teachers in schools. We have loads of teachers. The teachers take the students very nicely, but most of the stuff are usually learned after classes. Well, many do not like to write notes, but we are being forced to write notes because notes end up being part of your your recordings, your examination. Notes end up being part of, but most people don't like to write notes. Yeah, like me, I don't really like to write notes. Many of us then, we don't really like to write notes, but we had to. It was a must. So the fun, we always had a class party at the end of every session, at the end of every time, except for the second time. So we had a first time, second time, and third time. So except for second time, we had class party at the end of first time and the third time. So the class party was always the fun because people got to dress in different dresses. Yeah, the dresses are usually meant to be conservative, usually, but you don't understand. Girls, they do get overly want to wear this overly nice dress, the dress in that you'd expect that they believe looks nice on them, but sometimes it isn't, just isn't nice. So the dresses are meant to be. Yeah, we do pick the best dressed male, the best dressed females, and we play music nicely. The party goes on. Everybody receives the gifts. Everybody talks to themselves, and it's very nice. Do we celebrate Valentine in Nigeria? Strangely enough, I do hear that in our brother countries like France, the teenagers do not celebrate Valentine's as much as the adults. I mean, you guys celebrate, but yeah, in Nigeria, the teenagers celebrate Valentine's more than the adults. You see, it's a very young set of couples just hanging around, everybody exchanging gifts. Well, I was single, so come on. So very, very, very young set, GS2, GS3, GS1. I mean, if you're in GS1, you should be around 11 years old, 12, 11. Then when you're in SS3, you should be around 16, 17. Yeah, some 15, but around 16, 17. Yeah, so see, young guys, 11, 12. I mean, couples getting expensive gifts for their girls, and it was always a very nice day. We do celebrate Valentine in Nigeria. I mean, it was a very enjoyable day. The female teachers dressed in red because some people celebrate it. I mean, it's like a partly free day. Of course, we still have lectures, but you would have enough time to be able to engage in interactions with your supposedly other half. Most of them don't usually make it above secondary school. They might meet later in future and hook up together, but the moment you graduate, there are over 100 or 50 100 universities waiting for you. Everyone has his own choice. If your girl doesn't have the same choices as you do, it will be very difficult for you to connect because your university is then close together. So we've got the University of Ibadan, a very difficult university to enter. It's very difficult. So if you're the smart one and the person you're dating is not as smart in the sciences or whichever course she is going for, she would have to opt for another university, and this makes relationship outside secondary school harder. We do spend 8 hours in school, which is very fun. Some spend more, like if your parents do not come early, some parents come 7 o'clock in the night, which is somehow a little bit unfair, but everyone survives. So what else? Yeah, then the old fun, the fun goes on. GS3 guys involved in competitions with the SS1 guys, like trying to defend like which one is better. I mean, the junior class always likes to challenge the senior class. The country like this, they always like to do it. The senior class always like to hold on to that respect. So we battle it out through sports, through fun stuff. I mean, there are always arguments during the game, but that's where the fun is. So there is usually an inter-school competition, sports competition also, would be organized by the students, and it's pretty much nice. And my school was like very big. We are like, I would say like up to more than thousands of students in that school. So I mean, it's not possible for everybody to know everybody. It wasn't. It's a very huge school. So yeah, the fun in SS3. Is that ESS3 classes are always like the head of all the classes, so they are basically in control. They, except if we're having morning lectures, early morning lectures, or late afternoon lectures, they literally come anytime they want and just settle in to the class. Of course, they would get punished. But it's not really that much. I told you, you get used to the strokes as long as you are taking more of it. Then teachers like to look for their punishments, like you go spread yourself out in the sun for a very long time. And the sun in Nigeria isn't what anybody would like to spread his or herself out in. I don't really have any followers or likes right now, but I really hope to get some, and I would be able to tell you more about Nigeria. But one thing is, Nigeria is a very vibrant country. Everybody has fun. We listen to very cool music here. I'm sure you guys hear it all over the world. We are very good with savages. Very good savages. We are almost like the best. We do it in class, we do it in some do it to teachers, but I'm not really in support of that. Then the main problem with Nigeria is the lack of understanding of the reasons for education, and that's one thing that has affected us so far. I mean, all the way to us being one of the most dangerous countries in the world. I mean, yeah. But we survive daily. We try. We strive. And we learn a lot of things daily. We got loads of brilliant people in this country just waiting to be picked out and to be effectively used. Yeah, so sometimes I get happy that I'm in a country like Nigeria. I mean, we have little natural disasters, very little. I mean, except for flood, which is at times, but in Lagos, I do not stay in Lagos, but you know, in Lagos, they do experience the flood in the east, the southeastern side, they do experience it, but except for that, they are not really any natural disasters. Very peaceful country. When you look at it, then suddenly, yeah, it's on. And it's a very vibrant country. Yeah, so how the lockdown has affected Nigeria or reduced its vibrancy is what I would like to talk about in my second episode. I'm very sorry, this is my very first episode. And I don't really know what I'm doing right now, but I'm trying to talk about my country, Nigeria, which is very beloved. A very nice place to come to, a very peaceful place when you see it as peaceful and when you choose where you want to live. So thank you very much for listening. This is Yuno. And you can follow me on Instagram and on Instagram. That's all. Thank you very much.